Good morning and welcome to today's Doctor in Your Heart's podcast. Today I am going to be talking about anemia, specifically anemia in children. Children, when they are born and until they are about 10, 15 years old. Because I'm a pediatrician, so what I talk about in this podcast is mainly diseases affecting children. When it comes to anemia in children, there could be many causes of anemia. The list is very long. They include things like sickle cell disease or sickle cell anemia, which are inherited diseases. They include what we call thalassemia, which is also inherited. That means they're genetic. I am not going to be talking about those. This topic is not about sickle cell anemia or thalassemia or anemias caused by other problems like vitamin B12 deficiency or folate deficiency. I'm not going to be talking about those. Also, I am not going to be talking about anemia of chronic diseases like anemia due to chronic kidney diseases. I just want to make it clear because the subject of anemia in children is very broad. But as far as this podcast today is concerned, anemia caused by deficiency in iron, what we call iron deficiency anemia. It is a very big topic by itself. And according to World Health Organization, about 300 million children suffer from iron deficiency anemia. So that is an enormous problem to talk about. Broadly, there are three ways children can develop iron deficiency anemia. That means anemia due to iron deficiency. The three main ways are, number one, in females who are at the age where they're menstruating, their period is very heavy, or if they are bleeding for a variable period of time, a long period of time, or if their menstrual cycle is a couple of times a month, they could lose a lot of blood, and that could tip them into iron deficiency anemia. That's one common cause of iron deficiency anemia that I see frequently in teenage girls. Some of them that have heavy periods, they can easily suffer from iron deficiency anemia because of loss of blood. With loss of blood comes loss of iron. So that's one cause. Another cause is our children who don't take iron-fortified food. In other words, kids who are picky eaters who don't eat food that have a lot of iron. In other words, these are picky eaters and they don't eat food that contain iron. I'm going to talk about that later. Food that contain iron include meat, fish, chicken, beans, lentils, and so on and so forth, vegetables. So these kids don't eat that, and because of that, they don't get enough iron in their system. And when you don't get enough iron in your system, after months or weeks, you could develop iron deficiency anemia. Another common cause of iron deficiency anemia is infestation by worms in areas where they have a lot of worms. Iron deficiency anemia. Now, what is iron? Iron is an essential element. Essential elements are elements that the body needs to function properly. The cells in the body need iron, like they need calcium and sodium and potassium to function properly. Iron is an essential element that the body needs to function. Specifically, they are part of the hemoglobin. Iron is part of the hemoglobin that carries oxygen around the body. And oxygen is the fuel that the cells, the tissues, the brain, the liver, the muscle need to metabolize the food we eat to produce energy. So that iron is very important, not only in hemoglobin, but in a lot of cells in the body. That it's why iron is an essential element. For the purpose of this topic, iron is needed as part of the hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is a transporter for oxygen. So when we breathe, the oxygen eventually attaches to the hemoglobin, and the hemoglobin carries it around the body system. The oxygen is used as fuel to carry the body functions. That iron part of hemoglobin is very important. Without that, there won't be hemoglobin. And without hemoglobin, somebody becomes anemic. When they go to the doctor and the doctor sends them to the lab to test them for hemoglobin, their hemoglobin is very low, usually below 11 grams per deciliter, depending on their age. Taking iron is very important. When we don't take enough iron, our hemoglobin is not produced. Because our hemoglobin is not produced, we become anemic. And that is the definition of anemia. What are the signs and symptoms of anemia? What happens to children when they become anemic? Number one, it depends on the age of the child, and it depends on how fast a child develops anemia. In some cases, parents are not even able to tell because the child is doing all their routine activities, maybe at a very low pace, maybe at a very low threshold, and the kid is getting by day. Therefore, nobody notices that this child is anemic. Or perhaps an observant uncle or grandmother looks at the child's face, looks at his eyelid, and says, "This child is anemic." The child looks pale. That would prompt the parents to take the child to the doctor, and the doctor would send the child to the laboratory for assessment of anemia. A lot of children with anemia don't show signs and symptoms. Or they might show signs and symptoms, but they're very subtle that only observant adults would notice that. Loss of energy, for example, is a common sign of anemia in children. Loss of energy, lack of appetite, loss of interest in activities. They don't play with other kids. They are fatigued and they're lying down, they're breathing fast, shallow breathing. Another sign or symptoms that some kids show when they're anemic is that they eat dirt, they eat rubbish, they eat papers around, they put rocks in their mouth, they put erasers in their mouth, they crave for dirt. This is what we call pica. Sometimes kids with anemia due to iron show these symptoms, these weird symptoms of eating things that are not food. So this is what to watch out in some kids with anemia as signs of anemia. But you could only confirm that when you take the child to the doctor to test him for anemia. Another symptom that can come up is craving for cool things like ice blocks, like ice water, like cold water. Kids who are anemic who have iron deficiency anemia could show excessive craving for cold ice or ice blocks. But usually it's very subtle. And sometimes kids are discovered to be anemic only when they go to the emergency room for unrelated illness like fever or vomiting or diarrhea, and somebody draws lab on them and behold, they're anemic. So there are a lot of kids, children walking around who are anemic but are under the radar because they're functioning, but maybe they're functioning suboptimally below their capacity. So it's not always easy to tell when a child has anemia unless it's very obvious the child is very pale looking. The signs, the symptoms I've enumerated, some of the things parents should watch for to give them clues as to whether this child is anemic, especially if the child is a picky eater. Let's talk about causes of anemia. What causes iron deficiency anemia? Why would somebody suddenly become deficient in iron and becomes anemic? Let's start from when we are born. When children are born, they get the iron from their mother. Their mother transfers iron to them in the womb through the placenta and the umbilical cord. So a baby who's born has iron stores that they receive from their mother at birth. A lot of iron goes from mother to baby, and a baby is born with adequate supply of iron. So a newborn baby rarely becomes anemic because they have iron supplied to them from mother. Unless, of course, the mother does not have enough iron to supply to the baby. For example, if a pregnant woman is anemic herself, she wouldn't have enough iron to supply to her baby if her anemia is due to iron deficiency. So she doesn't have that iron capacity to supply to her newborns. When a baby is born, the baby runs a risk for running out of iron. Babies who are born premature don't have that much iron passed to them from their mother. If a baby is born prematurely, the tendency that they are at risk for iron deficiency. It's very hard because they don't have a lot of stores of iron passed from their mother because they didn't stay enough time in the womb to receive the iron that is usually passed from mother to child during pregnancy. That could put a baby at risk for iron deficiency to start with. After a baby is born, then there are three ways parents feed their babies. To breastfeed their baby only, in other words, a mother chooses to only breastfeed her baby. That's one choice. Another choice is a mother chooses to give her baby formula, iron fortified formula, infant meal or Similac. These formulas are iron fortified. In other words, they put enough iron in them for the baby to satisfy the baby's iron daily requirement. A third option a mother has is to alternate between breast milk and bottle feeding. So these are the three main ways mothers feed their babies: either breast milk alone, formula alone, or formula alternating with breast milk. Babies who are breastfed might not have sufficient iron after 4 months of solely breastfeeding. So those babies who are solely breastfed run risk of iron deficiency anemia because breast milk does not contain enough iron to continue to support iron requirement after age 4 months. Those babies who are solely breastfed get iron supplement as medication, iron syrups, in addition to their breast milk. Breast milk is a good source of iron to start with, but because the iron in breast milk is easily absorbed, but it's not enough to continue to support a baby after age 4 months. So babies who are breastfed, when they reach 4 months, they should be supplemented with iron to avoid anemia due to iron deficiency. And of course, not only iron supplement at age 4 months, they should start cereal, iron-fortified cereal. Parents could start them on iron-rich cereal like barley or oatmeal or rice cereal that are iron-fortified. That way, they don't run the risk of iron deficiency anemia. The same thing with babies who are formula-fed. Babies who are formula-fed should also start taking iron-fortified solids like barley or rice or oatmeal cereal at age 4 to 6 months. This combination of formula and iron-fortified cereal beginning at age 6 months for babies who are bottle fed provides the daily iron requirement for the baby to continue to have a normal hemoglobin and prevent them from being anemic. This are the ways to do it, to prevent your baby from becoming anemic. If you're breastfeeding, to supplement with iron medications beginning from age 4 months and also introduce iron-fortified cereal like oatmeal, barley, and rice like we said before. And of course, if you're formula feeding, your baby should begin to take iron-fortified solids, cereals, beginning from age 4 to 6 months, barley, oatmeal, rice, and so on and so forth. Now, what about when a baby continues to mature and reaches the age 1 year, 12 months, when they are supposed to be weaned off formula and convert to cow's milk, whole cow's milk? So what happened at the transition period when a baby reaches 12 months and the parents wants to stop formula? These babies, these old infants and toddlers run a very high risk of iron deficiency anemia because the parents can hardly force them to eat whatever the parents want. They have more power, they have more freedom, they have more choice. They could say no, they could spit out the food. It becomes difficult, it becomes challenging to feed these 12-month-old, 1-year-old children, these 2-year-old children, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, it becomes difficult for parents to feed them. The child begins to have a mind of their own. They begin to fight and refuse food. This is a critical moment when a lot of children develop anemia because they're not eating the right food, because they're refusing to eat the right food. The baby might prefer to only drink juice or prefer to only drink cow's milk, which is low in iron. If the parents allow the child at that age to have their way, the child would not have enough daily iron intake. And within a period of time, the child becomes iron deficient. Once the child becomes iron deficient, the child will become anemic. So it's important for parents to watch that transition between 8 to 12 months when they switch from formula to cow's milk, to make sure the baby, in addition to cow's milk, is eating iron-rich food. Iron-rich food include things like meat, chicken, fish, beans, lentils. There's a whole bunch of food rich in iron in every community. And it's for the parents to find out which food in the community is rich in iron and make sure the kid is eating it. Tofu is a very good example of food that has a lot of iron in it. Spaghetti and meatballs is a very good example of food that has lots of iron. Parts of animals like liver, kidneys could be pureed and be part of a child's daily diet. Those kind of food have lots of iron to meet the daily iron requirement for children so that they don't become anemic. This transition age from 12 months to 4 years, 5 years is a very tough age where kids, because they are interested in the environment, they don't want to sit down and eat. They're running around, and the only thing some parents could do for them is just give them bottle of milk, cow's milk. And they will eat, and they will drink that and throw the bottle away somewhere. And they give them a bottle of juice, and they'll drink that and throw the bottle. The kids don't sit down and eat food that are rich in iron. This kind of behavior around meals could predispose a kid to iron deficiency anemia. Another cause could be nosebleed. There are kids who bleed frequently from their nose, and they lose a lot of blood bleeding from the nose. If that continues to happen, that could also predispose a child to develop iron deficiency anemia. So basically, there are two categories of causes. Causes related to poor nutrition that don't contain iron, and causes related to bleeding, excessive bleeding, loss of blood. Nutritional causes: a picky eater, a kid who is drinking excessive amount of milk, who is eating junk, who is on goat milk. These are setups for iron deficiency anemia. The reason excessive amount of milk causes deficiency in iron is because some kids who drink milk would have what we call microscopic blood loss in their guts as they move their bowels. They would have loss of blood that is hard to see with a naked eye. And over time, this minimal loss of blood could lead to anemia. And some of them have allergy to protein part of cow's milk. And because they have allergy to protein component of cow's milk, develop inflammation in their gut. And that inflammation leads to small, tiny blood being lost. And over time, becomes anemic. At the beginning, we mentioned infestations like malaria, and worms are killers when it comes to anemia, because the worms would cause inflammation in the gut and blood loss. They will cause destruction in the lining of the intestine and also cause blood loss as well. And the malaria infestation will destroy the red blood cells. How is iron deficiency anemia diagnosed? How do doctors make a diagnosis of iron deficiency anemia? Like I said before in the beginning, a lot of children are found to be anemic incidentally. In other words, they're going to the ER for an emergency problem unrelated to the anemia. And when their blood is drawn, they are noticed to be anemic. That's how some kids present, we'll call incidental finding. In other words, you're not looking for anemia and you found one. That's how ubiquitous, that's how prevalent anemia is in children. You can dip your hand, pick up a child, and that child is anemic without knowing. In United States, where kids have the luxury of routine health visit, during annual health visit, is a very common way to find out who is anemic and who is not. And in my practice, it is number one problem I see when I send kids for blood test, for annual blood test, when they come for annual physical exam to see how they're growing, how they're doing health-wise. I will send them for a blood test, a routine blood test. It's done annually. And that's how I pick up anemia in a lot of kids. It is so rampant that in my practice, one in every 20 kid or 15 kids, one in every 20, 15 kids is anemic, and some more severe than others. So it is prevalent. And for these kids, their parents don't know that they're anemic. So I have to prescribe some iron medicine for them. But what about in places where there is no routine health visit for kids? What do they do? The World Health Organization suggested that since anemia is very prevalent, especially in Africa and poor countries, the so-called poor countries, children between the age of 6 months and 12 years should be on iron for 3 months in a year. 3 consecutive months in a year, back-to-back months of iron in a year, because it's so prevalent that the chance that you're going to find a kid with anemia in Nigeria is very high. Very, very high, that if you survey 10 children, may find one or two who are anemic. The risk is there because of lack of quality healthcare resources. These kids are not screened annually. They don't have money to eat the right food, some of them, and they don't pay attention that if they don't eat the right food, they would become anemic. And of course, if you add the incidence of malaria and worms, intestinal worms, the risk for anemia goes up, like where I come from, which is Nigeria. So discussing anemia is a very important topic, because a child who's anemic is lethargic, is tired, is fatigued, right? Is not running around like every other kid, and that would affect their interaction with their caregivers, right? For example, a 2 years old child who is lying around, who is not playful, who is fatigued because they're anemic, does not have that interaction, does not have the opportunity to interact with their mother, their father, their uncles, their siblings, because they're anemic and fatigued. And when kids don't interact, they don't learn well, it hampers their acquisition of knowledge and cognitive development. So anemia goes beyond fatigue, it goes beyond loss of energy. It affects the mental capacity of the child and the future of the child, the ability of these children to prosper in life as they grow up, because they were tired, they were fatigued, they were not functioning at their maximum potential, they were not able to interact with adults and caregivers around them. So they didn't learn as much, they didn't acquire as much knowledge as kids who are functioning at their optimum capacity, who don't have anemia. In summary, different things cause anemia, but today we have concentrated on anemia caused by iron deficiency, especially iron deficiency caused by lack of adequate nutrition, nutrition that contains iron, food that contains iron. And of course, we mentioned the importance of adolescent girls who bleed a lot is adequately followed to make sure that they are not anemic, or to have iron supplement, or to check their hemoglobin regularly to make sure that they are not anemic. And we covered some of the signs and symptoms of anemia, and I've emphasized the need to start iron supplement on babies who are solely breastfed, and of course to begin iron fortified cereals beginning from age 4 to 6 months for infants, and that when they get to 1 year, 12 months, 2 year old, to make sure they're eating food rich in iron, like we mentioned before. And it depends on where you're located in the world, your local resources. And parents could tap into their local resources to find out which community food, which staple food in their community contain lots of iron. And that's what they should make sure their kids eat, to prevent them from developing iron deficiency anemia. If you are in a place where your children have access to quality health care, you make sure that the pediatrician tests them for iron regularly, once every year. That's what I do in the United States here for my patients who attend my practice. So thank you so much for listening, and please share this podcast with your friends and families. Thank you.